that lets you save.
Who cares?
You should definitely be taking an oral liquid form of magnesium, in my opinion. And then you should also need the second, not just the one. You should have both forms because they process differently in your body.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of Nationally Syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. We're coming at you with a brand new show. We appreciate whether you're listening on terrestrial radio across the country or as a podcast around the world. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. So stick around. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another show. Today, I guess, may not be morning for you, regardless of when you're listening. Today, we're talking about the importance of topical magnesium, and more particularly for women that are over 40. So I'm going to give you some tips and ideas, reasoning, significance throughout this show. Okay, I think it's important to understand that it's great if you're taking magnesium orally, which we suggest, that's number one. But you still need topical magnesium in addition. And I think it's sometimes people get, I'm not sure where it comes from. Sometimes people get the idea that it's, you can take too much magnesium. Now, don't get me wrong. You can take too much magnesium at one time, but it's rare that we see someone take too much magnesium over an extended period of time. So I'll give you an example for myself. For me, I take magnesium. We take magnesium all day long. I take a liquid magnesium. That's in the morning. We take a Magtin in the afternoon. And then bath flake, if not daily, multiple times a week. And then magnesium body butter after the bath. So there's a lot of magnesium going on in my body. And that's, and I had my, the problem is that I was doing research around magnesium and checking the magnesium levels. And I'm not a doctor. I don't know exactly how it works, but from what I understand through the research, even the blood tests to show your proper magnesium levels are not accurate. Now, I'm not, take that with a grain of salt and do your own research. That's just what I've read. Regardless, I asked to have my blood level test, or sorry, my magnesium level tested through blood work. And you have to ask. So they won't do it naturally or normally. You'll have to say, can you also measure, when you're testing my blood, can you also measure my magnesium levels? And so they did that for me and mine were normal. Right? So you'd think they'd be a bit high, but especially with all that magnesium. And I suppose I would take a step back and be careful. So what I'm doing is I'm having a well-rounded approach. I'm taking different magnesiums throughout the day in different forms. I wouldn't suggest taking the same type of magnesium four times throughout the day, right? And that's just my own personal preference. I like to experiment with my own body. I like the different products for different reasons. So you have to have reasoning for yourself. I'm not saying go ahead and take a bunch of different magnesiums. For me, it just made sense, right? Like for me, it makes sense for us to take liquid mag in the morning. And I'll tell you, I mentioned this previously, Dorothy and I are traveling right now. We're away from home and we both notice it on our body. And it's and to be fair, it's been a long time since we haven't taken our liquid magnesium because it's always available for us and we always take it with us. Well, we extended our trip and we didn't have it as much as we usually have. And we both are like, oh, can you feel this? Can you feel that? Yeah, it's a bit odd. Like I don't normally feel that. And the only significant factor that we can put our finger on is liquid magnesium that we usually take every single day. So on top of that, you have to look at what else you're taking or what else you're using and what are the other reasons or the other purposes. So me, I was taking a magnesium gel because someone hit me, rear-ended me in a vehicle. Could be a number of different reasons. I had bulging discs and really like terrible, terrible lower back pain. So I was using magnesium gel every single day. On top of that, I was taking the only thing that would relieve my back pain is hot magnesium flake bath. at that time. So I just continue to do that in prevention. So you have to look at your situation and what you're doing and the reason that you're doing it. Okay. So that's my personal preference. And I always speak from experience because I feel you could look at books and you can look at studying, which is great. I feel like that's important as well. I like to look at case studies, but I also want to look at experiment on my own body A, and then listen to our audience and listen to the feedback that comes in. And we've been in the magnesium world for a number of years now. Every single day we're talking about magnesium, reading about magnesium, and hearing feedback from our customers and clients as well. So we know a little bit about it. And I like to share also their experience as well, instead of just reading something from a book. Like, to me, experience means much more. And everyone's different, right? Some people are like, the books and research mean more. And I'm like, okay, well, how does that make you feel? Like, you have someone, like, think about someone that would be a magnesium or any type of expert, a fitness expert that never works out. That'd be odd, right? You look at someone that's a magnesium expert and they don't really use magnesium or don't work with people. They just read studies about it. Like, doesn't really add up, right? So that's just my opinion. At any rate, I wanted to get to some of these tips here for more specifically why I feel like magnesium topically is extra important, especially for those that are, especially those that are 40 plus. So as you get older, your muscles naturally get tighter. And I feel like that's because of we're not using our body the ways we used to use it or as often, right? So at a younger age, we can see, watching a little two-year-old run around, they like never stop, right? Always moving. I feel like the older we get, the less we move. And I don't necessarily feel like we move less because we're older. I feel like our lifestyle changes and slows down and we do start to do different things or different activities because that interests us more. So like in most cases, a 92-year-old doesn't excite them to slide down a slide, right? For whatever reason. But a two-year-old, that's all they want to do is slide down a slide. So I feel like it's backwards. We're like, oh, I stopped going down the slide because my body doesn't allow me to do that anymore. I don't entirely believe that. I believe that we stop using our body as we get older. And that's the reason why we start to lose function in our bodies. So your body will naturally start to slow down and be less mobile and less active, and you'll get tight muscles. And those tight muscles to the core is where a knot would come from. And a knot will then equal an injury. So for example, you start to have a knot build up in your shoulder because that's where stress develops in your body. And then you stop moving it a little bit more and more because every time you move it, that causes pain. So you don't want to move it, right? I've seen people like you like hold one side and then you're only using one arm, right? Oh, it hurts to do that. So the less that you move it, the more that knot is going to build up. And then that chronic pain starts to develop on your body. And then from there, it's not just chronic pain, but that starts to turn into an injury where there's actual damage happening. Again, my opinion, because of lack of use. So if you look like at a magnesium product, magnesium is a natural relaxant. Not only does it help heal the actual pain, like the pain sensation, but the deeper reason or the core root is because it's starting to relax those muscles and they're not so bound up so tightly. So you use magnesium topically to relax those muscles directly on the pain. And again, I'm talking throughout this whole show, I'm going to be talking about magnesium. So if I forget to say topical, that's what I mean. So you're using that magnesium directly on that pain point will almost instantly start to feel better because it's relaxing, right? I feel like I should take a step back. I should take a step back and help you understand that magnesium is a salt, right? So if you're going to use magnesium topically, it shouldn't be on any open wound. That's number one, like scrapes, cuts, burns, no magnesium, that's salt. It sounds funny, but on top of that, we've heard some people, some women that have written in and told us that they've shaved their legs and then used magnesium topically. And of course, that's like you're shaving like probably a layer of skin off, right? Like that's an open wound. So you probably don't want to put salt on on any freshly saved on any freshly shaved legs. I don't know why I think that's so funny. I can just picture like someone shaving and then putting the cream on and then being like, you know how much like that would be a lot of pain going through your body there. So that's my first tip, is that magnesium is a relaxant. It will help relax your muscles. So you have tight muscles, in my opinion, because you're moving less. So regardless of why you feel you have tight muscles, we have tighter muscles as we get older. And magnesium will help relax those muscles so they're not so tight, and will help alleviate pain. Okay. The next one here is bone health. So listen, we all deal with osteoporosis as we get older, right? Our bones start to, I don't want to say decay, that we start to lose bone mass as we get older. Well, you're looking at a product like magnesium that can help improve your bone density and help prevent osteoporosis, especially at such a staggering rate. I don't have the percentages for you, but at a certain age, I believe it's much younger than most of us want to think, our bones start to naturally, what's the scientific word? Osteoporosis, here's a definition from the Mayo Clinic. Fractures associated with the bone weakening condition can be life-altering. And then it says, of course, good nutrition, regular exercise can also help. So, and then it also says medication. I was going to skip that, but I would skip over that medication and say supplementation can help. So we know that exercise, like resistance training, can help with osteoporosis. It can build those bones up stronger. And obviously, like, nutrition is what we do. It's who we are. Nutrition, fitness, lifestyle. Improving your, like, sugar, for example. Sugar will help, like, expedite the erosion of your bone mineral, right? Like, that's why it's so crazy to me that they can put sugar in anything and be okay with it. Like, we've accepted sugar as a legal drug in society. It's highly addictive. It's detrimental to our health. In most cases, it's widely accepted, right? Like, when we tell family and friends that our two-year-old doesn't get sugar, they're like, why? I mean, I think by now most of them understand, or at least accept it. But it's like, why? Like, why would we give a two-year-old a drug, right? Doesn't make sense to me. But that's why they accept it. I don't have any judgment for how other people raise their kids, or even the choices that you make as you put, like, what you put into your own body, right? You want to put sugar in your body, that's fine. But understand there's going to be some side effects, or there's going to be some repercussions from those choices that you make that are less than healthy. At any rate, magnesium can definitely help with osteoporosis. And that's something, another reason why we should be having magnesium 40, at the very minimum 40 plus, like, you should be having magnesium before that. But I know a lot of our audience is around that age group between 40 and 60 and may not be taking magnesium topically. I feel like a lot of our audience are more and more starting to take it orally, which is fantastic, but you need both because they both process differently in your body. If you're taking an oral magnesium, that process, there's actually a process. It goes often, it's not a liquid, it goes through your digestive tract, which isn't the best in my opinion, but it can quickly go to the bloodstream. So we also have to understand that our skin is our biggest organ, right? Like, your skin is, it's kind of crazy, right? Like, you have an organ on the outside of your body. So it's not like your body has time. When that cream hits your body, it's absorbed. Like, that is what you're working on, the organ. It's not like it takes time to absorb into your body. That's not how it works. As soon as it hits your skin, it is absorbing and it's working. That's why we have so many people write in that say, they give us incredible testimonials. We hear incredible results all the time from chronic pain, from knee pain, lower back pain, joint pain. The list goes on. And I'm going to talk about hot flashes here in a second, because that's another one. But it's worth understanding that it's not just the oral. It's especially, I'm going to tell you different ways to take it as well, but it's especially the topical form as well. So there's different forms, right? I have a few more tips here I want to get into for you guys. Let me do three. I have five written down here. Let me do three, and then I'll give you some different forms that you could use. So it seems like as we get older, we accumulate stress. And for me, like, at a deeper level, I believe that stress causes disease in our body. I don't know if that's a bold statement, but I feel like the stress inside our body continues to build. And it's crazy how many people internalize the issues that are going on in their life. And this happens often. Like it's full on self-sabotage, it's self-worth. We work one-on-one with clients every day. All of them are women. The majority are 40 to 60. And I don't know if it's that age group, because that's who we mainly work with, or if it's other age groups, but it's so apparent that when that type of self-sabotage creeps in, or that self-worth, it starts with that internalization. So whatever is happening that's building up stress in your life, you don't talk about it, you don't journal about it, meditate, we don't think about it. We internalize it, we compartmentalize it, we put it in a little box and we stuff it to the side and we think nothing's going to, or we think it's not going to cause any more issues, right? But that's weighing on us. That stress is weighing us down. And for me, that stress starts as a seed and starts to build in our body until it shows up externally. And that's where I feel that major disease comes from, is from the very seed of stress that's never been dealt with. Some people have stress that they've carried on from childhood, and they're however old, 40, 50, 60 years old, like 50 years of stress that you've never dealt with. What do you think is happening internally? Nothing. Like, do we really think that nothing is happening with that stress? It's not building up internally. Like, we could look at many different areas, but I want to stick to this topic. When we find ways to de-stress our body, like our body doesn't have a natural stress valve, right? There's nothing we can like release, like hold your breath, right? Sooner or later, you're going to exhale. There's no actual valve in our body where we can release stress. And if we don't do something about it, that stress builds up until it has to like bust out. And that's where that disease, or that's where a major injury, or that's where major surgery comes from. Again, probably not going to hear that in the medical world, but that's how I feel about it. So for you to find ways to reduce stress is important. And we see it hitting hard later on in life. Like, you don't see it in your 20s and 30s. Very often we see it 50, 60, right? 40, 50. 60 is like, oh my gosh, what happened? So we start to dig deep with our clients, like, what's happening? What's going on? How long have you been worrying about this? What have you been doing about it? And I suppose that's what's nice. Like, that's why you have a coach. Your coach isn't just like, here's a meal plan, good luck. Or here's a workout plan, go get them. It's like, we have to figure out why you're not taking the action. Here's the action step. It's easy to say, go and do your workout, but we have to figure out why they're not taking the action step. So many of you are like, why aren't you working out? We know it's the number one stress relief. We know it can help help with osteoporosis. You're going to be more mobile, feel better, more energy, digestion, less depression. We could go on. So we have to figure out, like, we already know that intellectually, but why aren't we turning that knowledge into action and improving our health as a holistic picture, right? So when you take magnesium, remember, as I mentioned before, magnesium naturally reduces stress. So think about someone that's stressed out and has a hot detoxing bath every night, or three times a week, for example. Think about that. That person has a hot, relaxing, maybe they play some music, some soft music, or maybe it's an inspirational podcast, whatever it is. Think about that person, and the other person in the exact same situation, same stress levels, that does nothing to reduce their stress. Who do you think is gonna have more stress? Which one will have more chronic pain? More digestion issues? Which one will have less energy? It's very clear, right? When we compare the two, we just don't think about it. Like, we don't think about what are the things that we can do. And I'm talking about like a hot detoxing mag flake bath, so your body can relax from the inside out. And that's what the magnesium does. It relaxes your body and can help reduce stress. Okay. So the different forms of topical magnesium. So we have our bath flakes. So this one's important because we have magnesium bath flakes that a lot of people haven't heard of. Magnesium bath flakes is magnesium chloride. So we have to understand that there's a number of different magnesiums, right? If we were to look at the scale of magnesiums, this is my opinion, is we'd have to look at them in absorbability. That's how I would scale the benefit, or even the value or the quality of the magnesium. Because if you have a magnesium, if you have any product, if you have banana over here, I got a banana, the banana doesn't absorb, if your body doesn't absorb the minerals or the nutrients, then what good is it, right? So for me, the higher the absorbability in the form of magnesium, the more benefit that you're going to get out of it, the more valuable it is. So if we look at an Epsom salt, it's at the lowest end of the absorbability scale, which is why it's cheap. It's cheap to produce. And on top of that, they put a bunch of nonsense in there, like maltodextrin, fragrances, flavoring, coloring, like maybe not flavoring, but because that's a topical form, but it's sold at every pharmacy, most grocery stores now, right? When I was reading about that, I think a lot of it came from, I think Epsom is actually a town in Europe. Maybe not town, a region in Europe where they mine most of the Epsom. Maybe not anymore, but I think that's where it originated from. Interesting to me, maybe not to you. So the Epsom salt is a very low quality product, which is why it's so cheap. You can get a whole bucket of for $5 or whatever, $10. And then people are like, oh, go have them. And then it's always recommended, right? Doctor, a physio, whoever, maybe Cairo is like, hey, go soak in Epsom salt, right? And I'm like, I feel like you should know a little bit about, if you're going to recommend something, you should know a little bit about it, right? Okay, so that's Epsom salt at the very lowest absorbability scale of all the magnesiums. And then if you're going to look at the highest level of absorbability, you're looking at magnesium chloride, which is why we use it in different forms. We use magnesium chloride in our topical forms because that's what it's meant for. Like, this product is much better to help with sore muscles. So that's why we use the magnesium bath flakes in a bath soak, right? Now, if you don't have a bath, I get this question all the time. If you don't have a bath, then you can put your foot in a foot soak. So you can get yourself a big bowl. You can put your magnesium, hot water. And I used to do that when I work. I'd sit there and I'd be like, I'm not having a bath today. Or maybe we're in a place where there was no bath. And I'd be sitting there working and my feet would be in a foot soak. Like, how much easier is that? I put a little blanket next to the bowl when I was done. 20, 30 minutes, I take my feet out, put it on the towel, and you move on, right? And then I'd actually take that bowl and I would feed the plants with it, because our soil is so deficient, including magnesium deficient. The plants would love it. People would ask me all the time, like, how do you get your plants? So I'm like, oh, it's just magnesium water. So that's a little side note for you. So magnesium chloride is what you want for topical. So that's why they're called magnesium bath flakes, different than Epsom salt. So when you go to the store and you're like, oh, I'll just go grab some Epsom salt, it doesn't dissolve very well in water. When you dump out the bath, like when you take out the bath water, half of it's still going down the drain, right? If you were to look at a magnesium bath flake, if you leave it open, they'll start to melt or disintegrate. If you drop some on the counter, you'll have a little pool of the flake melted, because that's how absorbable they are. When you drop them in a hot bath, they dissolve almost instantly. Okay, I feel like that's enough of that one. Okay, there's another form is magnesium spray. So most of our clients use the magnesium spray who has restless legs, or if they want to rub it on their knees or joints. So those people that have a bit of arthritis. So make another one, because as we get older, we tend to have more arthritis in our joints. So another reason why 40 plus, even in prevention, even if you don't have any joint issues, you should probably start using topical magnesium so you can get to the root of the issue before it happens, right? So the more you're moving, the more nutrition, the more lubrication from things like quality oils instead of rancid oils, like a good quality MCT oil is great for your joints, again, to help with arthritis. So that's why you want to use topical magnesium. So we have the spray, again, a magnesium chloride. That's super important for us to put. We put a food grade peppermint in there. So peppermint's also healing. It's soothing. It's cooling. So if you have a magnesium spray, you could spray that on topically and rub it in if you need to. We have little tiny bottles that can be sitting in your desk at work, or they can go in your purse, whatever is easiest for you. Okay, and then we have a gel. So we have magnesium gel, and all of our ingredients are very simple ingredients. We use a xanthan gum with our gel, which changes the form from a distilled liquid water with peppermint to a gel-like substance. So some people, these offer very similar benefits. Some people like the spray a little bit better. Some people like the gel better. I personally prefer the gel, but then some people just want the spray because they can just easily spray it on. They don't really have to rub it on. So it's really personal preference. And those are the magnesium chloride for the absorbability and for that benefit that you're looking for. Okay, so sleep. We know that as we get into the 40-60 range, menopause is creeping in, at different levels, of course. So sleep, hot flashes, night sweats, etc., they tend to become more and more apparent in our life. So we have to understand that those are, we can do things to help, not so much treat, but prevent, right? So magnesium is going to help you sleep. It's a relaxant and it's going to relax your entire body. So not just your muscles like we talked about. It can help prevent restless legs. Like Dorothy's family has restless legs in their like health history, and magnesium helps her immensely. So having magnesium on a regular basis will help prevent, like you can't sleep. Like if you're always waking up kicking, like how challenging is that to sleep on a regular basis, right? If you're always kind of jumping, and I've been right next to her, I know what that's like. So the magnesium in particular to help with restless legs. I want to get into hot flashes here in a second, but I feel like it's important to understand, like wherever you're at, if you're not sleeping well, remember that magnesium will help relax your body from the inside out. So it could be a hot detoxing bath. It could be rubbing down with gel before you go to bed, or it could be spraying. I know some of our clients, our customers have the spray right next to their bed. And in the middle of the night or before they go to bed, they spray and they're good to go. Okay. And then my last tip here was, this actually came from someone else. I was asking about it on my personal page, and they said that magnesium gel helped with their hot flashes immensely. So I did some research, and it was clear that there was a lot of feedback coming. It's very clear that the magnesium gel was helping with their hot flashes. So I think there's a number of different reasons, not just the gel, but a number of different reasons why that was making a difference for them to help prevent those types of symptoms, right? So those are the five tips I have for you for the importance of taking a topical form. So again, as I mentioned at the beginning, if you guys came in a bit late, you should definitely be taking an oral liquid form of magnesium, in my opinion. And then you should also need the second, not just one. You should have both forms because they process differently in your body. Your liquid magnesium will help with sleep. It will help with digestion, energy, chronic pain. It will help with the restless legs. I just feel that you shouldn't just be having one form of magnesium. I feel both forms, because of how they absorb into your body, would be more beneficial to you. So if you guys want, if you need any topical forms of magnesium and you want to try ours, you can go to trueformlife.com/shop. That's it. All of our products are on the website. That's it. That's all I have for you. You guys don't have to use our products. Hopefully you find clean products. Read the ingredients on every single product that you find. They should all be clean. We take special consideration for every single ingredient we put into our products. That's important to us. And I feel like it should be important to you. So I don't feel like grabbing the cheapest form of magnesium on Amazon or Walmart is going to offer you benefit. And I feel like that's where people run into issues, is that they say like natural supplements don't work, magnesium doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. And then I'd say, well, what type have you been taking? And they tell me the name brand. And I usually know by now. If not, I'll go look at the ingredients, and it's usually low quality junk that obviously doesn't work. So regardless of where you're buying your stuff, read the ingredients, make sure it's clean, make sure it's quality, and you'll definitely see benefits. If you guys are looking for some nutrition, fitness help, we do have our MAP program, our Metabolism Accelerator program, that has been showing incredible results. So we can definitely help you out with that. If you want to shoot us a message, we can start the conversation. Other words, I'm out of here. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. And we'll catch you soon. Bye, everyone.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Once again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. You can always find us on facebook.com/trueformlife. We post up there a couple times a day on our story. We're always trying to bring you more content around living a healthy lifestyle, whether that be nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. We also have free challenges that we do at least once a month. So if you follow us along there, you'll be able to join maybe a plank challenge or a squat challenge, Tabata challenge, challenge, whatever it may be, we'd love to have you join us. We're also on Instagram.com/DrewTadia. Again, we're posting up there a couple times a day along with our story, all dedicated to keeping you fit and healthy and on track. Our main website is TrueFormLife.com. If you want to check out some of our products, some of our services, or if you just want some great content from videos to blog posts and recipes and more, we got all that at TrueFormLife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.